Tonight is the 8th of October 2017, and you've tuned in to the Sunday evening Pineville House Church Fellowship. And I got the announcements out for tomorrow night's talk show. Christopher Dernerin has asked that we continue in the third chapter of the Epistle of John and then start into the book of Jude. Brother Michael wanted me to remind everybody that in 2 weeks we're going to have a fellowship, and he wanted me to personally invite everybody to the fellowship. We've set it for the 22nd of October, and so we probably, you know, it would be good if we could do the 22nd of October and not go into Thanksgiving, because the weather changes up here in Thanksgiving, and around Thanksgiving there can be a lot of snow and a lot of weather issues, and so that's why we made it in October. Because we get into freezing temperature and sleet and snow and rain and ice. So, if at all you're thinking about coming in Thanksgiving, please reconsider. And we'll, you know, we can serve you turkey. We can have turkey in October. Turkey and dressing, stuffing, and all the trimmings, cranberry sauce and all that. I know that's not why you're coming up here, though. It's for the turkey. Coming up here for fellowship, spiritual fellowship. We'll talk turkey, all right, but it won't be. But anyway, everyone who hears this broadcast is invited to come. We're going to have the fellowship time in Joplin morning, 10 o'clock, and then we'll have lunch there, and then in the afternoon we'll come down to Pineville and have time of fellowship here as well. And I would recommend if you're flying in, you fly into Joplin Airport, and we'll make sure that myself and Michael will meet you at the airport and make sure that you get where you need to be. Mark wants to sing 432 out of the old school hymnal, and have you ever thought about the fact that if Christ prayed, then don't you think it's wise that we pray once in a while if Christ himself prayed? Martin, do you want to start that for us?
Jesus went upon the mountain that he might commune with God. He prayed.
He prayed.
He prayed. On the hills of old Judea, which my blessed Savior trod. He prayed.
He prayed.
He prayed.
He prayed.
He prayed.
He prayed.
Jesus prayed unto the Father every day. From the manger to the cross, not a moment's time was lost. Jesus prayed unto the Father all the way. All alone while in the garden where he slept appeared his blood. He prayed,
he prayed,
he prayed,
he prayed.
Not my will but thine be done, my Father was his prayer to God. He prayed,
he prayed,
he prayed,
he
went up on the cross of Calvary in his agony and pain. He prayed,
he prayed,
he prayed,
he prayed,
that the Father might forgive him who the Son of God had slain. He prayed,
he prayed,
he prayed,
he prayed,
he prayed,
he prayed,
Jesus prayed unto the Father every day. From the manger to the cross, not a moment's time was lost. Jesus prayed unto the Father all the way.
Okay. Rosette wants to sing in the Psalter, page 2, Psalm 3.
Against me many rise, how many say in vain for help. He on his God relies, you are my shield and glory, Lord. You lifted up my head, I cried out, Lord, and from his hill to me his answer sped. I lay down, slept, and woke again. The Lord is keeping me, I will not fear 10,000 men entrenched surrounding me. Arise, O Lord, save me, my God, and punish all my foes. You smite the face of wicked men. Their teeth break with your blows. Deliverance is from the Lord. Salvation is alone. Oh, let your blessings evermore be on your people shown.
Okay, let's sing in the Gatsby Hymnal 646, and we're going to try to sing this to the tune of O God, Our Help in Ages Past.
Great God, whose universal power through all the earth is known, who governs heaven and earth, nor sits on a precarious throne. No strange commotions on the earth, no wars have taken place, but what wherever in thy view, Almighty God of grace, creatures of every sort and kind are all at thy control. The God that fills immensity must reign from pole to pole. Our wars and tumults all arise as the effect of sin. Sin is the cause of all the woes the world has felt or seen. Dear Lord, we fall before thy face, our guilt and folly own, and pray thee for thy mercy's sake to make thy goodness known. In mercy put a stop to war, in mercy send us peace, nor let thy vengeance on us fall, Almighty King of grace. Yet, Lord, whate'er thy will may be, we pray to be resigned. We know that our hearts are too good to be unkind.
That's verse says, we know thou art too wise to err, too good to be unkind. Okay, now we're going to we're going to try to sing 568 to the tune of I Will Sing the Wondrous Story. And of course that goes ye saints of the Lord, rejoice in your King. His mercy record, his faithfulness sing. His heaven proclaim, his queen grace adore, sing, worthy land of all. I think we better try something else. Okay. Let's see. Let's try to sing 147. And it's to the tune of Jesus, I My Cross Have Taken. And that one goes.
All the dead or in distress, just counted more or less, all who would protection have post away to David's cave, all who find their sinful debt deep and deeper growing yet, all who have been Satan's tools, much his madman or his fool, all who discontented are, full of guilt and full of fear, every soul who would not die, unto Jesus came must fly. Jesus all your debts will pay, chase your legal bones away. Every foe he will subdue, world and flesh and devil too. Haste and seek the Savior's face, rise and bless him for his grace. To his scorn came repair, he will wash and feast you there.
Well, tonight we're going to be looking at a passage of scripture in the 68th Psalm. The 68th Psalm. And, you know, these Psalms, I saw a book down at my friend's house in Harrison, Arkansas. And it said, the Psalms in the New Testament. And it was a pretty thick book. All the times that the New Testament refer to the Psalms is remarkable. You know, it's a remarkable thing. But anyway, we're going to look through this Psalm. Now, it starts out by saying, to the chief musician, a psalm of the Song of David. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let them also that hate him flee before him. Now, we don't often hear this taught, but this is David praying. And David is praying that God's enemies would be scattered. And those that hate God would flee from him. He says, as smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. Now, we know that we have to define the wicked. The wicked. We're all sinners. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But there are sinners who have not had their sins imputed to them. And then there are those wicked who hate God. And they are vessels of wrath fitted for destruction. And this says, let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. I don't believe he's talking about person's righteousness here, because there's none righteous, no, not one. He's speaking here of the righteousness, those who have the imputed righteousness of Christ. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name Jah, and rejoice before him. It's quite a picture of God riding upon the heavens. You know, in Revelation, it talks about how that he's going to come back as a conquering, victorious king. He says in verse 5, a father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. Do you consider God to be your father, your Abba Father? Do you cry out to him as your Abba Father? A judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. Verse 6 says, God setteth the solitary in families. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Now, you know, he's talking here about the Israel of God. He calls him the God of Israel. He's not talking about a physical place over there in Jerusalem. Thou, God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. God always confirms his inheritance when they are weary. He says, come unto me, all ye that are weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Cast your care upon me, for he careth for you. My burden is easy, and my burden is light. Okay, now he says here, in verse 10, thy congregation that hath dwelt therein, thou, O God, hast prepared thy goodness for the poor. Now, he's not speaking there of just the poor financially. Oftentimes, when he speaks of the poor, he's talking about those who are poor in spirit, those who recognize their need of a Savior, those who cry out to God for his comfort. There's a song that says, poor, weak, and worthless, oh, I am. I have a rich, almighty friend. Jesus the Savior is his name. He freely loves and without end. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. You know, we've seen down through history that there's been a great company of people that have published the Lord's word. The Authorized King James Version of the Bible, the 1611 version has gone out to literally millions and millions and millions of people. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though you have lean among the pots, yet shall you be as the wings of a dove, covered with silver and the feathers with gold. There's a song that says, on the wings of a dove, he brings forth his sweet love. On the wings of a snow-white dove, he brings his pure, sweet love. A sign from above. Remember the dove came down when Christ was baptized in the form of the Holy Spirit in a dove. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow and salmon. The hill of God is as the hill of Bashan, and a high hill as the hill of Bashan. The Bible says in another place in the Psalms, I will look unto the hills. I will lift mine eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my strength. My strength cometh from the Lord. He is the one who sits on the high hill. Why leap ye high hills? This is the hill which God desireth to dwell in. Yea, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them as in Sinai in the holy place. You ever thought about that? Chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. Well, I can believe it. All I have to do is look up at the stars at night and see how many stars there are. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord might dwell among them. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. That's the greatest benefit we could ever have. The gift of salvation. But he loads us up with many other benefits other than just salvation. He gives us temporal things. He gives us food and clothing and shelter and the love of friends and family and so on. He that is our God is the God of salvation. And unto God, the Lord, belong the issues from death. There's another scripture that says that he's the only one that can turn the soul into hell. But he's also the only one that belongs the issues from death. He is our God. He is the God of our salvation. We're not in charge of our destiny. We're not in charge of our salvation. But the God shall wound the head of his enemies, and the hairy scalp of such as one as goeth on still in his trespasses. The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that thy foot may be dipped in blood, the blood of thine enemies, and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King in the sanctuary. The singers went before the players on instruments, followed after among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye God in the congregations, even the Lord from the fountain of Israel. There's little Benjamin with their ruler, the princes of Judah and their council, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Don't hear that taught very often. You know, there's another scripture that says, he hath wrought all our works in us. He is over the bounds of our habitation. In him we live and move and have our being. He works all things after the counsel of his own will. I am God and there's none other. I am God and there's none beside me. Calling a ravenous bird from the east and so on. All of that was taken from Isaiah that I just went through in Ephesians. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls, with the calves of the people. Dare everyone submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord, Selah. To him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old, lo, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God. Does that sound like a particular redemption to you? Or does that sound like universal atonement? If God gives strength and power to his enemies, then why would David say that their ultimate demise is God's will? Why would he say, let them be scattered? Let them also that hate him flee before him. Why does he say, drive them away? As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. So on the one hand, we have those who have the righteousness of Christ, and we have the proclamation that God is the God of their salvation. And then we have the wicked who God abhors. And we also have the affirmation that God is the one that prepares the goodness for the poor, and that he is all powerful. He has thousands and thousands of angels. and that he rides upon the heavens of heavens, and he has a mighty voice, and that we are to ascribe, strength unto God, and that his excellency is over his people, his excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. They're not all Israel who are of Israel. Okay? He's speaking here of the God of Israel, those that are his people. That's what he says. He says, O God, thou art terrible. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Unto his people. And so the 68th Psalm is a affirmation of the power and might and strength and wisdom and holiness and righteousness of God. And he has our backs as his people. He said he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. By his stripes we're healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. But the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of all of his elect, of us all. And so he was wounded with the, he was wounded, and he was also made his bed with the wicked. And he made intercession for the transgressors. That's you and me. We were the transgressors. But we look to Christ as our only hope, as our only shield, as our only comfort, as our only salvation. Salvation is of the Lord. So let us think on these things tonight. Do we have a final selection? 212 in the old school hymnal. This is John Newton. And after we sing 212, let's sing 213. You know, there's so many good songs in this hymnal. In fact, let's sing 212, then we'll sing 213, then we'll sing 211. They're all very apropos for what we're talking about. For weak and worthless though I am, I have a rich, almighty friend. Jesus the Savior is his name. He freely loves and without end. He ransomed me from hell with blood, and by his power my foes controlled. He found me wandering far from God, and brought me to his chosen fold. He cheers my heart, my want supplies, and says that I shall shortly be enthroned with him above the skies. Oh, what a friend is Christ to me. Okay, the next one we're going to sing is 213, and this is called O For a Breeze of Heavenly Love.
Oh, for a breeze of heavenly love to waft my soul away to that celestial world above, where pleasures ne'er decay, eternal spirit deign to be my pilot here below, to steer through life's tempestuous sea. where stormy winds do blow. I need the influence of thy grace to speed me on my way, lest I should loiter in my race or turn my feet astray. Are not thy mercies sovereign still? And thou a faithful God, wilt thou not grant me warmer zeal to run the heavenly road from rocks of pride on either head, from quicksands of despair? Oh, guide me safe on Canaan's land, through every latent snare. Anchor me in that port above, on that celestial shore, where dashing billows never move, where tempests never roar.
Now we're going to talk, we're going to sing about Zion. This is taken out of the 52nd chapter of Isaiah, 2:11, on the mountaintops appearing. On the mountain's top appearing, lo, the sacred herald stands. Welcome news to Zion bearing, Zion long in hostile lands. Mourning captive, God himself will loose thy bands. Mourning captive, God himself will loose thy bands. Has thy night been long and mournful? Have thy friends unfaithful proved? Have thy foes been proud and scornful, by thy sighs and tears unmoved? Cease thy mourning, Zion still is well beloved. Cease thy mourning, Zion still is well beloved. God thy God will now restore thee, he himself appears thy friend. All thy foes shall flee before thee, hear their boast and triumph sin. Great deliverance Zion's king will surely send. Great deliverance Zion's king will surely send. Peace and joy shall now attend thee, all thy warfare now be past. God thy Savior will defend thee, victory is thine at last. All thy conflicts end in everlasting rest. All thy conflicts end in everlasting rest.
Well, I hope that everyone has a good week this week. And I hope that that is your prayer, that all of our conflicts will end in everlasting rest. God bless.